integrative health info at its best. It's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, and Lisa Davis.
We are talking about modern-day hypothyroid disease. Our call-in number is 877-711-5211 if you'd like to give us a quick chat. We are here to think this through. When we're looking at thyroid problems, hypothyroid, we can't simply just take lab values, look at them. Can't simply just say, I know something's wrong. We have to think this through in order to get over this issue and move on with our lives. Holly, Lisa, what are a couple things when you need to think about an approach to these thyroid folks that we need to do?
Well, I'm just going to truly think things through, a couple points. Okay, we need to think through the reasons. What are the causes of the dysfunction in the person's body, which is leading to their symptoms? Okay, that's what we need to do. We also need to then discuss appropriate treatment options for the various causes of why their thyroid is underfunctioning. I think that synthetic versus natural replacement, but looking at restoring function, if it's not an issue that needs to be replaced, maybe it's an issue that needs to be restored. And in many of my patients, that's exactly. And then also, we got to focus on treating the clinical story. What is that person's story? What's their presentation? What's their history? Not focus on lab tests. That, I think, is a cause for harm, because if your lab tests are fine and your health isn't, that is, I think, one of the most awful disease states out there.
It's terrible.
And the last part is truly think about restoring the normal function of the thyroid gland, not replace it if you don't have to. I think that's imperative, because if you put somebody on thyroid replacement therapy, it's difficult to get them off. And then you've medicated a young person for the rest of their life when, quite honestly, it wasn't necessary in the first place. So truly being able to understand the devil is in the details when it comes to thyroid function and endocrine health, your hormone health, and really look beyond and have big picture mentality. Very, very important. And I encourage you out there to be advocates for yourself, to get second opinions. If you're one of the 30 million people, diagnosed or not diagnosed, that have these symptoms of your body's metabolism just shutting down, whether it's your hair thinning or constipation or digestion issues or fatigue and protracted chronic fatigue, you got to advocate yourself. Get with a doctor that's going to listen to you, partner with you well, and get you where you need to go.
And you're going to have challenges out there, because one, you're going to walk in, an endocrinologist is going to say, well, you need to go on thyroid hormone. And they're going to say, well, hey, I was listening to this radio show and Holly and Decker and Lisa were talking about that sometimes you can, well, fix a thyroid. You can detox and you can get those chemicals out of your system and then take some supplements to build your tyrosine and selenium and zinc and all that stuff, and your thyroid can improve. And then the endocrinologist will either say, oh, no, that's hogwash, or they'll say, well, I'm not trained in that, so I don't know what to do. The only thing I can do is give you a script. And that puts these patients in very difficult places. My patients have to go through this all the time in cardiology. And with endocrinology, they're like, well, I just talked to this guy. He's this famous endocrinologist. He said, this is the only option, but I'm listening to radio shows. I'm reading on the internet that there's these other options. And I'm thinking about it. And as I'm thinking it through, I don't know if I really want to go on hormone. Tough places we're putting patients,
Do you think the endocrinologists now are getting a little more with it, I guess, or happening hip, whatever, you know, figuring out that it really is important to treat the cause and look deeper?
No.
No, I don't.
Oh,
and I think
shucks. Such an optimist. I was hoping, well, of course.
What I think is that they're becoming aware that there may be other things out there. The problem is with this, Lisa, is that we tend to, as physicians, not do more than we were taught in school and in residency. And so if you came out, you know, 10 years ago from medical school and this is what you were taught, very few of those people will go be retrained. Very few of those will go to A4M or to naturopathic lectures and see, you know, how to restore the system. A lot of people shut off their main learning mechanism, just say, well, you know, all the endocrinologists before me prescribed thyroid, it was okay, that's what I'm going to do, and that's
you know
it.
I have to give it to the mainstream conventional doctors, because it's not their fault. Here's the deal. That is the way that they were trained. That was the way that they were trained to think. You've got a TSH, or you've got signs of hypothyroidism, you're going to get Synthroid. It is It is, you know, symptom suppression. It is cookie cutter medicine sometimes. That is the way. And guess what? There is a place for everything. I shattered my shoulder 2 years ago, and thankfully, I wanted my orthopedic surgeon to reduce me to my shoulder, take care of it. And I was thankful for the Lunesta to help me sleep. And I was thankful for the Vicodin for the pain. There's a place and time for everything. But if you're looking at things, and a lot of different things in our wellness, that's why it's up to you out there, the listeners, to actually, if you are not getting the care that you know that you need, you might be in the wrong discipline. That's all. And I think it's going to take the consumers of healthcare to change it. It's got to be from the inside out and not from the top down. You know what I'm saying? And that's where I'm like, we can't complain about our doctors who were trained to think in a reductionistic model. That's the way that they were trained. If we don't like it, we got to go elsewhere. And there are plenty of different disciplines that will look more comprehensively at somebody and truly identify and treat the cause. And so we can apply this to thyroid, yes, but so many other things that are not life-threatening, that are nagging at our wellness, and that we really could be optimally in health if we had a partner like this.
Well, I'd also like to throw one other thing, and that is about validation here. A lot of folks who are coming to me and they're on thyroid and it's not working, or meaning that clinically they still have every hypothyroid symptom, but their labs are normal, or they come to me and people just didn't think they had a thyroid problem and I run more expansive labs and find out that there really is. One of the things that I swear gets them better is when I tell them, yes, your thyroid does have an issue. It doesn't, even though your lab values are normal or close to normal, it's still not working properly. And it's just, I get hugs, I get tears, and they're like, I know I'm not crazy. And I swear validating them helps them get better.
My mother had issues for years and was never validated, unfortunately. And she passed away never being validated for many different autoimmune issues that she had, and struggled for years and years, and people thought she was crazy, and it really is heartbreaking. So yeah, I would give you a hug too. I know
Boy, that's really powerful medicine. It's unfortunate, but when people feel listened to, just heard, their healing, in my opinion, just exponentially, like, just rockets out of, just from that one experience, to not have to fight all the time and go, wait, there's nothing wrong with me. Why do I feel this way? And so just getting that validation, I think, is so very, very important. And people are looking for that. And it takes them so much closer, I think, to their healthcare desires when they can at least feel safe in where they're partnering with their healthcare.
Yeah. Another thing is that, people are listening to radio shows like ours, and they are reading on the internet, okay, these underlying causes and stuff, and they're walking into the doctor's offices and they're saying, no, we're just going to prescribe thyroid. There's such this gap and discrepancy. What I would say to the listeners out there is just what Holly said in this Think This Through segment. Think it through which type of physicians you're going to choose to patronize. If you patronize the ones that are willing to sit with you, spend time with you, and look at underlying causes, they will become more successful. Other physicians will want to be like them. And then restoration of the thyroid will grow in this industry. How am I with that?
I think you're pretty darn right on.
I'd punch you in the arm and hug you. Economics is a part of it, right? Economics is a part of it. If we patronize these physicians that will think it through with us and take our hands and go, yes, your thyroid has an issue, let's get through these underlying causes. I really like that idea of growing these physicians' practices that are supportive of restoration of the thyroid, not just handing out hormone.
I agree. Amen. That's what I say. You got to take your health care in your own hands, right? I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
Would you say, Holly, that it's about being your own provider?
Well, with the small little moments that we have left here, I think your primary care provider should be you. Aren't you primarily in charge of taking care of yourself? And I think that's a really important thing for us to realize and remember.
I think
and
so,
you
too.
Out there.
Well, I'm so
yeah.
Yes. You really do. Well, I'm so glad you all joined us. And next time we're going to be talking about beating and preventing the flu, which I recently had. And we can talk about whether or not I should have gotten my flu shot, according to my husband. I should have. So. It's a little tricky. Thank you so much for listening here. It's your Health at 8 Rocket Science, RadioMD.com.